It's back for 2014, the Football Sack Podcast for Brazil.
It's the Football Sack Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jack, and Christian and Pat are with me in the studio to discuss this morning's games in Brazil. Hi, guys.
You going, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've already had this conversation when you walked in.
Yeah, we're doing the fake studio thing like on television when they ask how people are when we know that during the ad break they were catching up anyway. Let's talk about the football that happened overnight. We should first of all probably mention our major sponsors, Banking on Football. Most people can name the fullback, centre-back and striker for their favourite team, but can't name the CEO of the bank that they have their life savings with. Why not bank with somebody who shares your passion for football? Bankingonfootball.com. Good supporters of ours.
Great supporters of ours.
And helping us bring the show to you guys free of charge. And also thanks to Southern Cross University, who let us record here in their studios.
Excellent facilities.
Let's jump into the action from last night. We'll start off with France-Nigeria. The French are through. A big night for Europe, a couple of wins and a bad night for Africa with their teams going home. We talked yesterday on the show, Christian, about the fact that if Nigeria were to get something out of this game, they needed Enyema to have a good game, and he's capable of having a good game, but you said he's always got one ricket in him per game.
Yes.
Bang on.
Predictions 100% correct. Yep. Put on some amazing saves, as you claimed, and then absolutely laid on a goal for France, as I claim. So, the Football Sack Podcast, it's a few podcasts in a row now where you should be listening to what we're saying.
Yeah.
He's a great shot stopper, isn't he?
Yeah, well, look, anything sort of where he doesn't have time to think, he tends to be really good. Yeah. But the interesting thing for me was for that first goal where he came out the corner, if you haven't seen it, got out to almost the sort of the penalty spot and then almost like went to punch clear but wasn't sure if he wanted to catch it, so he sort of ended up just palming it onto the head of Paul Pogba, who headed it home, and then one of the Nigerian defenders claimed hairball, which seemed odd. Obviously not quite up on the rules where the keepers allowed.
I think that was one of the highlights of the World Cup so far. Yeah, that was hilarious. He couldn't claim offside, so he claimed something.
Yeah, I definitely saw a hand, sir. So Nigeria bow out of the tournament and head back to Africa, which is disappointing for them, but they've done pretty well at this tournament. I think they'd be quite happy. Certainly, their coach, Stephen Keshi, came out after the game and said, you know, we're disappointed that we're out, but the reception we've got back home has been very good, and the people of Nigeria are certainly waiting to give them a good reception on arrival. And he said, I've actually just got an email from the royal family in Nigeria saying that we're in line for a large payment. They just need our bank details. So that's good. I'm happy for them. They've done well out of this tournament.
Also, on top of that, the FIFA organisers are very relieved that France got through, because they're going to be worried about the hashtag if Nigeria had to play Germany.
Oh, yeah. That's very good. Well spotted.
Yeah. Wonder what they would have done there. Jernig.
Yeah, they would have had to. That would have been hilarious. Because I've noticed they've made a point of not putting the V in. Normally in these sort of matches you get a V in the middle, but this World Cup, the official hashtag has just been the abbreviations of the two countries. So yeah, that would have been very interesting. Nigeria, Germany.
Damn it. Damn it.
Would have been trending and we all would have been allowed to say it for 90 minutes.
Today, after the game, Stephen Keshi actually quit.
Oh, did he?
He's actually going to become a consultant in retrieving unclaimed millions for people around the world. He's not got college interest.
In the other game, as you mentioned, Germany are through, so it will be a Frager hashtag in the quarterfinals because they've defeated a very plucky Algeria.
Was it Algeria or Nigeria?
Yeah, wasn't quite sure. They'd quickly rushed from other
stadium.
Sharing kits. Yeah. It's compulsory. It's another FIFA mandate, like with the matching shorts and stuff like that. All African nations have to have a high-vis fluoro green kit that they must play in.
Greece put in an official complaint because they wanted to share kits with them as well, so they didn't have to buy another one.
Yeah. So as we mentioned, 90 minutes of end-to-end action. A lot of people gave Algeria no chance in this game. I certainly didn't give them much. I thought they were going to Germany were going to cruise to victory, but it was certainly not one-way traffic for the entire game. Muller wasted a ton of chances. I tell you what, his record now has dropped to 9 goals in 10 World Cup games. How long can they go on with this liability in the team? They are carrying him.
To be fair, he did get the assist, though, and I mean, it's just obviously we're making jokes about him, but he's a great player.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something funny. Yeah, Algeria, they can go home quite proud of their efforts.
Absolutely. I mean, their group stage, again, we've mentioned, wasn't particularly difficult, but they still performed well, scored some nice goals. And here, people didn't give them much chance, but they came up, they took it to Germany, and even though they conceded that early goal in extra time, they still attacked, could have had a Yeah, had a few chances, especially in normal time. Unfortunately, didn't get through. But an African side against Germany, round of 16, took them to their extra time. But they'll be happy with that.
Yeah, they did the lime green proud. I think it's fair to say.
Speaking of green, a boost. You know, they have great tasting green smoothies and juices, and they're just what you need when you've pushed yourself a little too far.
Maybe extra after time. Extra time. Mm. Yeah.
So it's a perfect pick me up, especially if you're watching the World Cup. You need a bit of energy for the day. So they're nutritious, delicious, and even better, they're low fat, dairy, and gluten free. Made from whole fruit and veg, and packed with enough nutrients to help put back what last night took out.
Cool.
I think a few players in the World Cup couldn't need that drink last night, because I think a couple of them are doing Ramadan during this time.
Yeah, that's right. There probably was a few in that night, Algerian side, I would imagine.
I think Benzema in the first game.
Oh, Karim Benzema as well, yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
They're crazy, aren't they?
Yeah.
How could you play a game of football in 39 degree heat without any food in you?
Yeah, it's madness. But we won't go into religious beliefs and my stance on them, because we get enough hate mail as is on this show. Now, boys, I don't need to tell you that the social hub on SBS has genuinely been the highlight of the World Cup for a lot of people.
It's yes.
A thrilling segment on SBS. We all like it.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
We pointed out the other day, actually, Pat, I think you pointed out, wasn't it, yes. that you did actually try to search for SBS World Cup on Twitter.
I wanted to see what was going on. I wanted to see what Fozzie and Les was up to.
Yeah, and we came across, it's actually a South Korean broadcaster, SBS World Cup, actually at SBS World Cup. So if you confuse your hashtag with an at symbol, you get these guys. So we thought, well, let's do our own SBS social hub with the alternate one. So what we'll do is we'll take their tweets and pop them into Google Translate, which is always 100% accurate, and see what we come up with. So here's a little bit of what was going on Twitter, thanks to our friends at SBS World Cup. So the first tweet on their timeline, I chucked into Translate, came up as Chiellini nuclear teeth on the shoulder and asked Suarez broke. Number of teeth and the Reds dubbed parody. FIFA has taken up the discipline. Not now. Put his apology on Twitter.
To be fair, it makes a lot more sense than the actual SBS social
hub. That's right, yeah. It's easier to follow than Ned Zelich.
That's hypocritical, too.
Yeah. I thought, wow, this is great analysis. So I want to find out more of what they're saying. So I had a look at another one of their tweets, which came across as obviously from the Germany-Algeria game this morning. German-Algerian former explosion in a German entertainer, Thomas Muller sense. Yeah. So that's good. So obviously Thomas Muller had a good game, so he exploded in a German sense.
I've got a war breaking out here or what?
This is all code.
The UN needs to go back into Germany and check things out, I think.
Yeah. Is North Korea or South Korea?
Yeah. Because probably North Korea, yeah. There's US warships getting these tweets and listening to them, listening out for code. Another one. I'm guessing that this is on Korea's arrival back home. I came back to Korea that the World Cup commentator aspects, char, exclamation mark for some reason, began during Ramadan in the Algeria, Germany, and the shoe is the girl's Kadira.
Oh, yeah, that's what the shoe is. Makes so much sense now. Yeah. So that's why the German guy fell over, because his shoe was the girl's Kadira.
Yeah, I was watching the game this morning and I thought, Kadira looks off the pace today. He's playing more like a girl's shoe. And this really does sum up what they're talking about. And lastly, and this is exciting because obviously SBS Social World Cup, the hashtag SBS Social World Cup with Hannah Hollis talked up penalties and how many penalties we seem to be having this week in the World Cup as opposed to last week. And this one, today, a total of 16 matches in 4 penalties in the game. He had a half. 11-minute exciting roulette, tomb of the World Cup on penalties. I think one of the USA. Yeah, so I think it sums it up nicely. I would just love to be Korean. If that's what they
their
get
news
on,
is just fantastic, isn't it?
If
it's cutting edge.
I really wish that we could tune in. Can we just replace the Australian SBS social hub with the Korean SBS social hub at the end of the game? Just go, here's what they made of the game. Because it tends to be much more entertaining than the actual football, let alone the social hub. It's fantastic.
It's the real SBS social
hub.
It's
the real, the genuine... It's the real SBS Social Hub brought to you by the fake TFS podcast. if you want the real TFS podcast, you'll need to listen to the Flaming Skull podcast from Hyderabad, India, which was in business before us.
Again, if you don't get that, please go through about 2 episodes ago and listen to our podcast.
We should probably look ahead to tonight's game. Oh, actually, before we finish on the Social Hub, quick mention for the hashtag last night for Franger.
Yes.
Yeah. France, classic. Nigeria.
Franger was trending in Australia. Yeah, Franger was trending worldwide.
Yeah, it was trending worldwide, and Ansel and Four Seasons got more exposure than they've had in the last 4 years. So that was good.
Birth rates are going to drop now, aren't they?
Yeah. they should use the Franger hashtag in Africa. And then we wouldn't China. Have so many AIDS problems. True. Yeah, that's good. Looking ahead to tonight's games, we have Argentina, Switzerland. Obviously, Argentina, a lot of people's favourites for the World Cup. They're warming up very nicely. They will take on the Swiss. Lionel Messi in good form. He's got a bit of competition for the golden boot, though, now with our friend Jim Rod. James Rodriguez.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jim Rod. James Rodriguez from Colombia.
Yeah, obviously got Jim Rod. We've got him. We've got Muller as well. He's starting to pile on the goals, but, you know, Argentina, Switzerland. Switzerland will be playing some good stuff.
Yeah, surprisingly good, aren't they? So
the little midget up front's great.
Yeah, I think this will be a really good watch. And the second one, of course, Belgium-USA, which we've talked up quite a lot. I'd love to see USA win this, and I think they can.
I would too. It'd be brilliant. So USA taking on Argentina and Switzerland in the quarterfinals. I mean, who assuming it's going to happen? But no, watch in the morning. It'll be a great game.
Well, one of the fancy teams has to lose, so I reckon.
Eventually, for sure.
It'll be tomorrow.
We should finally also mention a couple more sponsors of ours who make the show happen. Rivadeci's Pizza in Brisbane is a fantastic place to watch all these football matches that we're talking about.
I'm fasting, waiting for this pizza.
Yeah, you're doing your own personal Ramadan.
I am.
Yeah.
I am going to be nice and hungry for that pizza.
Yeah. On the 12th of July when we do our in-restaurant lunchtime podcast. Saturday the 12th of July, if you're in Brisbane, come down and say hello. And also Sports Management Group Australia, who do some wonderful work with us in terms of getting sponsors on board. So if you are a sporting club in Australia and would like some assistance with that, that's what Sports Management Group Australia do, and do it well.
Yeah, they do. Just a little quick note, round of 16, every group winner has won through the quarterfinals so far. No runner-up has made it through.
Right, and who that will be Argentina and Belgium tonight. Mm. So we could have our first upset. If our predictions are correct. Which, over the last few days, they have been.
Yeah,
The Vincent and Yama prediction.
So, Clive Palmer, get on that.
Get on it, Clive. Get on it, Clive. And Zelko. Chance to win some back. We'll wrap it up. We'll see everybody tomorrow. See you guys.
You've been listening to the Football Sack Podcast for Brazil, brought to you by Banking on Football.